It's time to get away. And to help get you there, it's Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. From around the world to across Georgia, she covers it all. Here's the host of Travel Bags, Anita Thomas.
Hello, 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 and welcome aboard Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. I am sitting in with my main road buddy, Doc Bill. Hi, Doc Bill. Welcome to the show.
Hey, it's great to be here. It's great to be here. The summer's still roaring on, and it's nice to have a lot of things to do, good weather, and great food.
Well, and I know you've been down there on that Sapelo Island doing some good food and some good things.
We have beachcombing, you know, if it's a time to go to the beach, and there's always a good time to go to the beach. But if you're thinking of going to the beach, consider Sapelo Island. Birdhouses are many places to stay, great views. And again, if you want to consider it, either call 912-223-6515 or go to the computer and Google SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com. That's SapeloIslandBirdhouses.com.
You know, you are such a good businessman with those birdhouses. They're so successful down there, and I know people love it when they come. They get a chance to meet Francine, and they get a chance to have some great food and go fishing, crabbing, shrimping, doing all of those things. So you're doing a good job down there.
Well, thank you. It's time to go and step back in Georgia where it used to look 200, 300 years ago, and again, still be in luxury and enjoying the scenery, the place around you, and also nature.
That's true. That's true. But when you go down there, a lot of times you're not going for vacation. You're going on business, right?
That's right.
You have to go down and check on things and make sure everything from the business standpoint is going well. And our show today, we're going to talk about business travel. We're going to talk about it from the standpoint of the good, the bad, and the ugly. So can you believe there might be some ugly part of traveling?
I can't believe that.
Well, we're going to talk about that. And I'm going to have one of my really good friends that you know as well, Stephen Philby, come on too, because he and I have traveled the world for business together as well as separately as well. And we have some stories to tell as well as some tips to tell. So the show today is going to be packed with tips, as we always are. So I want our listeners to grab that pen, to grab that paper, because you need to really get ready to start taking some great notes. We got some really great tips for them.
That sounds good.
It sounds great to me. So Stephen Philby now, I want to tell you a little bit about him because, like I said, we've traveled the world together. But he has been traveling for over 25 years, both for business as well as pleasure, because he loves, loves, loves travel. If you think we love travel guys out there, he loves travel. He's always going places, even when he's not traveling for business. He's also traveling for his leisure time. So I want to welcome to the show Stephen Philby.
Thank you, Anita. Thank you for having me.
Well, it's great to have you here. Now, what time is it? Because you're in Singapore and we're sitting here in Georgia. So I can't believe technology has got us talking at this time of the day. What time is it for you?
I know. And it almost sounds like we're in the same room. But it's 2:30 a.m. here in Singapore. So I think it's the exact opposite to you because it's 2:30 p.m. where you are.
That is right. That is right. So we appreciate your getting up and coming on to do this show and talk about business travel. Because when I think about business travel and someone who travels all the time for business and also has a bit of time to travel leisurely as well, I think about you, Stephen.
Well, absolutely. I think I probably spend about 50% of my time business traveling and a lot of my leisure time traveling as well. I've completely got the travel bug like you have, Anita.
Well, I think we have it together because, as I mentioned earlier, I mean, we are friends. So we've traveled the world together on business as well as separately. So I can definitely say that we both love travel. Now, when we talk about business travel, our theme today is the good, the bad, and the ugly. So since you're this business traveler expert, Mr. Stephen, what's some of the good with business travel?
Well, I would say talking about, you know, travel on business and travel on leisure, sometimes you can combine the two. And I think one of the best things about business travel is when you can add on an extra day or maybe even a weekend and do some leisure travel as part of it. And I know we've had the opportunity to do that together on a couple of occasions as well. A great way also to get over your jet lag if you can go a couple of days early and have that leisure time before your business travel meetings. And what I'd recommend here is a tour. I know tours sometimes have a bad reputation, but when you've got a limited amount of time and you want to learn something about the place and also you're feeling a bit lazy from your jet lag, a tour can be the best option. And my number one recommendation is actually to take a hop-on, hop-off tour. So you've got the benefit of the guy telling you about things, but then also you've got the freedom of being by yourself at the stops where you want to get off and explore more. Great way to orientate yourself around a city as well.
You know, I really agree with you on that, because taking a tour, you're right. I mean, you don't have to do a whole lot of walking or sorting things out. You know, where is this, historic site, or where is this, activity that I want to make sure that I get in this particular city. So the tours usually are very comprehensive and cover all of those things. So I agree with you. And I love the hop on, hop off idea. That's a great idea, because you can get some walking in if you need to stretch your legs.
Most big cities offer the hop-on, hop-off tours, and of course the internet's a wonderful way to do research. And if you did have time to research and you did want to do your own thing, I would say just put into Google or whichever search engine you're using the name of the city where you're going, and then either 24 hours in or 48 hours. So, for example, 24 hours in New Orleans, 48 hours in Tokyo. And you'll find newspaper articles that come up where somebody else has been to that city, had a very limited amount of time, and made the most of it. And you'll get some great tips from that. My favorite one is probably from the United Hemispheres magazine. And anyone who's flown on United might have seen it. They have a great article in the magazine called Three Perfect Days. Mm. And they have an archive of all of them on their website as well, so you can check them out.
Oh, I love that idea. I wasn't familiar with that. I'll definitely check it out, too. Sounds like a great idea. And I know we have added some fun things to our trips, and it wasn't even necessarily just a planned tour, but you can just make trips fun just as some of the things you do. Remember that rickshaw ride back to the hotel in Singapore?
Yeah, I do remember that poor rickshaw driver. I mean, Singapore is a fairly flat place, but when he was going up a hill and there was actually three of us on the back of that, it looked like he was suffering. But also remember the karaoke bars in Hong Kong.
That was
you do go somewhere.
That was a lot of fun. So you get a chance to eat, but you also get a chance to have a little fun, and you can have fun coming back from those places, too.
Yeah, and that's a great thing. If you're traveling with a colleague, always speak to the colleague. The chances are they would love to do something, and it can be more fun when you share it with somebody as well. So there's a colleague you're traveling with, or sometimes when you're visiting colleagues in other cities, they're delighted to host you and take you around. I know when I have colleagues come to visit me at the moment in Singapore, it's nice to be a tourist and take them out for the weekend and really enjoy your city.
I agree with you on that. I agree. Now, you're listening to Travel Bags with Anita and Friends, and speaking with us is Stephen Philby, who is an expert on business travel. Now, Stephen, what about things like, we're coming down to the end of the segment, but I definitely want to get in some things like frequent traveler miles and saving money. What are some tips on those two things?
Yeah, well, frequent flyer miles can have a bad reputation, but I think you can make them work for you. The first thing is have focus. Choose which frequent flyer, which airline alliance that you want to do most of your travel on, and focus up building miles with that alliance. So a couple of examples are the One World Alliance, that includes American Airlines, or if you fly a lot on United, you might be better off with the Star Alliance. And one of the good things is not only do you get personal points, which of course you can use for your own personal travel, but also if you accrue points, you can move through the tiers like silver and gold. And they have some great benefits like being able to use the lounges or check in at first class and things like that. But one thing I would caution about is never go for more expensive fare just because you get frequent flyer miles, because at the end of the day, that's a false economy.
That's true. Now, as we go down at the end of this segment, what about some good money-saving tips?
Well, if you have to book yourself or you've got limited travel budget, the World Wide Web is always a great research tool. Check online travel agencies. Orbis is one of my favorite ones. And also you can use sites like Skyscanner that check all the different airlines and with the airlines direct, because sometimes the best fares are only sold on the airline's own website. So just a tip there. And there's also some great accommodation-only websites. The one I would recommend is booking.com, where you can get hotel prices for a lot less than rack rate. And not only do they have the big chains on there, but they'll have some local hotels that could be really good as well that you wouldn't know about unless you went to one of those sites.
Good tips, Stephen. And we'll have more of those with business travel, the good, the bad, and the ugly when we come back. This is Travel Bags with Anita and Friends.